All right, welcome to this week's lesson. And what we're going to talk about is how to change the way that you feel. Because when you can control this and influence your feelings consciously, without willpower, then you change the entire process of weight loss. So the first part of changing how you feel is to change the way that you feel about foods. Okay? Because again, when you can change that up, what you're doing is you're, you know, kind of metaphorically unplugging the cravings. And that's what we're looking to do. What you don't want is, weight loss isn't about feeling intense cravings and having to fight them off all the time. That's not what we want. What we want to do is we want to kind of unconsciously, naturally, repel ourselves and push away foods that aren't good for us. Okay? And it's really not that difficult because, as I've mentioned before, if you think about, if you're a non-smoker, how you think about cigarettes, or if you think about how you think about hardcore drugs, again, there's... You don't fight them off, the cravings of them. The way you think about them, they're unpleasant, they're gross, they're disgusting, and you don't want anything to do with them. Okay, and so you don't think about them often, you don't seek them out. Well, the same thing can happen with food, okay? And the way to do that, there's a few different ways, all right? One of the easiest ways is to just do a little bit of research, okay? As you study what are in these foods, right? Read through the ingredients. You know, I mean, in a half hour, read through the ingredients, go Google it, and find out what these things are. Find out what these different types of fats do to your body. Okay, so scientifically, figure out what's happening, what these foods are doing. You know, because so often we're constantly being conditioned through advertising to link up with the emotion, and that starts to become our primary representation of the food. Okay, so we think of the food, and we think and feel the emotion that they want us to feel. And one way around that is to look into specifically exactly what is this food? You know, what's it made out of? What is it doing to my body? How is that affecting my moods? How is it affecting my energy levels? Okay? If I eat these foods day in and day out, what's that going to do to the quality of my life? Okay? This is how you begin to change the way that you feel about these foods. Think about it this way, that when you think about a food, you perceive it in your mind. You get an image in your mind. Okay? And what we want to do is we want to change that image up. We want it so that you're thinking about it differently. And one of the ways to do that is to look at the ingredients, research what it does to your body. Okay? Now the flip side works as well. When you want to begin eating better foods, it isn't just enough to say, oh yeah, I got to get myself to eat those foods. We need to go a little bit deeper and change the way that you feel about those foods. Okay? Because imagine for a moment, this is just a mental exercise. Imagine you felt about, like, fruits and vegetables the same way you do about, like, ice cream and cookies. Right? Imagine it was that kind of natural internal craving for fruits and vegetables. All right? Well, there can be. Okay? And the way to do it is to focus on the aspects of that food that are really desirous to you. Now, this is the secret. It may not be taste. Okay? So we need to move beyond taste. But when you get past just looking at food as taste, right, when you begin to make food more, right, you are what you eat, your body's a temple, and the foods you put into it are the building blocks of that temple. When food becomes more, all of a sudden you can begin to recognize different aspects of food in your life, different qualities of it. And this can help you feel differently about the foods. Okay? Most likely, if you're watching this, you have a routine of brushing your teeth. Now, it's not the most fun, it's not that enjoyable, it doesn't taste good, it usually sometimes can be a pain in the butt, but it's become part of your routine, and beyond that, if you think about the motivation strategy, the way that you perceive brushing your teeth, you'll start to notice that you probably think, you know, if I don't brush my teeth, they feel weird, you know, you can feel it with your tongue, it's kind of gritty and gross, you might think about talking to someone, your breath being bad, you know, you might think about tooth decay and your teeth falling out, and that would be embarrassing. So again, there's a perception there that creates a feeling. And so you think about skipping brushing your teeth, and there's kind of a negative feeling that happens, okay? And then the flip side happens. You think about brushing your teeth, you think about they feel clean, you feel confident talking to people, you feel like your teeth are being taken care of, and they're going to last you a long time. So it's an unconscious perception that is creating the feelings that we have for these behaviors, okay? So I tell you this because I promise you, every food you can think of, every behavior you do, this process is going on. You have an unconscious feeling for it. And it's an unconscious feeling that's primarily positive or primarily negative, okay? And what we want to do is we want to manipulate and influence that. so that we don't have to think about it all the time. Because when you manipulate the feelings you have on an unconscious level, what's going to end up happening is you're going to naturally avoid things you don't like and naturally move towards things you do like, right? And so we can take a whole bunch of control over this process. And I want you to take a moment and think right now, even in your own life, that there you already do this stuff, okay? There's things you like and things you don't like. I want you to begin noticing how this process is going on with them, all right? And the things that you normally do, you just do, right? You just kind of do them. You don't have to think about it. See, that's what permanent weight loss feels like. That's what your new eating behaviors are going to feel like. That's what you're shooting for, okay? You want them to be automatic. You want them to be natural. The way that happens is using this pain pleasure, this enjoyment avoidance mechanism that you have built into you. And you can do it in a number of ways. So you can get creative with it, but use some of the ideas that I've just talked to you about. And so the other way to change how you feel is to begin to influence your body and your mind differently. Now, we've covered some of this before, but this is just a reminder that any time you feel something, any moment in time, is a combination of two things. Do you remember? Psychology, physiology. Your feelings are your body, right? Your physiology is your feelings, what you're feeling at any moment in time, and your physiology has to match up with the emotion that you're experiencing. So if you're depressed, you're kind of slouching, head down, talking like this, breathing shallow. When you're excited and motivated, you know, you're standing up straight, your head's up, you're moving your arms, you're breathing deeper, you're talking at a faster rate, usually, okay? So most of these things kind of follow the emotions that you want to feel. So if you want to feel a different way than you're feeling now, the easiest way to change that is to change your physiology. You can almost, I don't want to say trick yourself, because it's not a tricking, it's an actuality. If you start moving your body more, if you're feeling kind of down and you want to feel better, if you start moving your body, you can do that consciously. Right? You say, I'm going to move my body more, I'm going to breathe a little bit deeper. If you're speaking, I'm going to speak a little quicker, a little more passionately. And as you bring that feeling into your body, you are going to feel that way. Okay, so that's the first thing. Just play with it. Don't think about it any more than what I just said and test it out. See if it doesn't work for you, okay, because I promise you it does. And the flip side of that is the psychology. What are you focusing on? What questions are you asking yourself? What are you thinking about? How are you thinking about it? Begin thinking about how you'd like to feel. How would you like to feel in your life? You don't just want to lose weight. You want to lose weight so that you feel more energized, happier, attractive, sexier, whatever it is. These are the things you want to feel, and these are the things you need to constantly reinforce in your mind that you want to experience, and you need to think about them. Because this is another thing. If you're lying on the sofa, you're tired, you're exhausted, you don't want to move your body, fine. But you can still think. You're thinking anyways, all right? We're always thinking. So what you can do in your mind is you can think about how you want to feel. Give yourself a break. Don't go to the gym. Don't exercise. But think about in your mind how you want to feel, how you can make it happen, okay? What it's going to mean to you in your life. What your challenges are and how you can solve them, all right? So this is two ways you can change how you feel very, very quickly, okay? Change your body, change your thinking, right? And you don't necessarily have to do both at the same time, all right? Changing your body and then changing your thoughts at the same time is going to be the most powerful thing, but even if you just change your body or your psychology, it's at least going to be better than kind of both of those things going, you know, in a downward spiral, all right? So I hope this gives you a little bit more control over how you feel. And remember what I was saying in the beginning. Begin to reframe and think about the foods in your life and the exercising and the behaviors you want. Begin to think about them differently. Okay, that's the secret. Because when you think about them differently, you feel differently. All right, and that's what makes permanent change. Okay, so when you do that, that's when you don't need willpower anymore. All right, so use this. A lot of information here. Let it sink in and begin to use it. The more you use it, the quicker you'll learn it, and the more it'll be effective in your life. All right? And I'll talk to you next week.